Alt NPR.
Support for NPR podcasts comes from AT&T, the passion to invent, the drive to deliver. The new AT&T, your world delivered.
Welcome, podcast fans, to What Would Rob Do?, the podcast that tackles life's most trying dilemmas. I'm Madeline Brand, and with me, of course, is Rob Sachs. Hi, Rob.
Hi, Madeline.
So what befuddling life event are we tackling today?
Okay, Madeline, this week we're going to look at how to shop for kids. Now, Madeline, you're a proud mother of two, and I'm sure you're very interested in hearing some of the solutions I've come up with.
Please, tell me.
All right. Well, the first thing I noticed is that some of the outfits out there want to give kids a little bit of edge. Now, you've probably seen like onesies that say stuff like future fireman or I've arrived, you know, those little quotes on them.
Uh-huh.
But there's a line out there called Urban Smalls and other lines. They have sayings like drool is the new black or no paparazzi or I party naked or bald is beautiful. And my personal favorite, Madeline, nobody puts baby in a corner. I like that. That appeals to my inner Swayze, you know, very cool, very kid
chic. Those are cool.
I know.
I think
you'd be a cool parent or cool uncle in my case,
right.
You know.
Well, so, Rob, is it more about what you think the kid should be wearing or more about cool points for you? In other words, your sister will think Rob's really cool for buying that.
I think, like, yes, I want to score points as an uncle, but I think on some level, too, maybe the kid's getting smiles at him more than usual, and it's going to benefit the kid if people are like, oh, that's so great, rather than just putting them in, like, some plaid thing that was a hand-me-down from 1943. You know, get them something current, get people excited, and that's going to get the kids excited.
So you're saying that if you don't buy these really cool and, I have to say, expensive new outfits, your kid is going to suffer emotionally and perhaps his long-term mental and emotional development will be damaged forever?
It could happen. I mean, there's studies out now. It's still a little early in the process, but it definitely, there could be long-term effects.
Wow. Well, thanks for that warning.
Yeah, no problem. But I want to tell you, I did a little digging around and I found that boutiques like Kitson in Beverly Hills, you know, very famous for selling to celebrities, or there's a place called Pancha in Venice. They're also selling some really, really unique things. And the co-owner of Pancha, her name is Julia Godey, and she was telling me that the rocker look is very hot this season.
We have, let's see, the Doors, the Who. They're really cute little T-shirts that look like, you know, the baseball T-shirts with the little, they're like patches that are like sewn on.
I've also heard that there's shirts featuring the Ramones, Kiss, and Ozzy Osbourne.
Well, guess what I bought my kid?
What'd you buy?
I bought her a Sex Pistols onesie.
See? That's cool. See, you're a hip parent. You know all about this. you're leading. You're showing
and
them about the world.
All the other babies were so jealous.
I'm sure they were.
If they could read, they would have been jealous.
I'm sure they were. And now you've got the shirt. You got the, you know, them saying, look, I'm cool. I'm with it. Now you've got to think about the rest of the outfit. You can't just have your kids running around barefoot in diapers, okay? So I talked to Julia about completing the outfit. What would a two-year-old need as an accessory to their outfit?
Accessory to the outfit, I would have to go back to either the Jack and Lilies, which are shoes, or the little winter booties that we have in right now. And those are very avant-garde.
Don't you want your children to be avant-garde?
Yes, of course.
I mean, I'm looking into actually getting a hairstylist for my nephew Oliver. I mean, he has these cute golden locks, but he's had that for his whole life. I mean, he's almost already four now, and it's time to really up the look for them.
He needs a faux hawk.
A faux hawk, right.
So, Rob, these clothes, you know, it's not cheap to be hip, right? These are expensive. So, and these kids are going to grow out of these clothes in a blink of an eye. So isn't it kind of a waste of money?
You know, Madeline, as anyone knows, fashion comes at a price. If you want to look good, you got to pay top dollar. And that's a reality. That's something we live with. But you can think about this as an investment. You can think about resale value. Now, I don't know if you've been along Melrose Avenue, but, you know, there's a lot of vintage concert T-shirts out there. I've seen Guns N' Roses shirts sell for over $100. They're all used, whatever, but they're hot. They're hot things now. And now you got these rocker shirts for kids. You got to think down the road, these are going to be worth something. You could probably get more money for that onesie than you bought it for today.
But you're forgetting one thing. That onesie is going to be disgusting, covered with all sorts of food stains and God knows what else. That's going to have resale value?
Potentially.
Okay, so not only fashion advice, you're giving investment advice as well.
I know. It's all-inclusive, Madeline. That's what I do for you.
Exactly. Fantastic. Okay, well, thank you, Rob. I think that'll do. We've learned quite a bit from you today.
Well, thank you, Madeline. It was my pleasure.
That's Rob from What Would Rob Do? A Guide to Life's Most Trying Dilemmas. I'm Madeline Brand.
Alt, NPR.